The topic of my presentation is classifying denial of service attacks using fast machine learning algorithms, co-authored by my colleague Anna Gonzalez-Rios and our advisor, Professor Trakovich. My name is Zhida Li. I'm a PhD student at Simon Fraser University, School of Engineering Science. In this presentation, I will first introduce the motivation, background, and what are denial of service attacks. Then I will describe machine learning algorithms that we used, broad learning system and its extensions with and without incremental learning, and gradient boosting decision tree algorithms, XGBoost, LightGBM, and CADBoost. After that, I will describe datasets used in our experiments and explain experiments and performance evaluation. Then I conclude. Denial of service attacks are harmful cyber attacks that diminish internet resources and services. Hence, detecting these cyber attacks is a topic of great interest in cybersecurity. DOS attacks are performed from a single system, while distributed DOS attacks are executed from multiple systems. They are classified as floods, fragmentation, transport control protocol, state exhaustion, and application layer attacks. We use datasets capturing DOS and DDoS attacks that have been synthetically generated by the Canadian Institute for Cybersecurity. Detection techniques for DOS and DDoS attacks include activity profiling, change point detection, and wavelet analysis. Recent intrusion detection techniques also rely on machine learning algorithms, including support vector machine, deep neural networks, such as convolutional neural networks, recurrent neural networks, autoencoders, and multi-layer perceptrons. In our experiments, we use CIC datasets to compare performance of DOS and its extensions, and GBDT algorithms. I proceed with the DOS and GBDT algorithms. For detection of DOS and DDoS attacks, we need to keep updating or retraining our generated models. Training time is very important for the decision-making process. Hence, we evaluate fast machine learning algorithms, DOS and GBDT. DOS has the single layer feedforward neural network and employs pseudo inverse rather than backpropagation. GBDT is an ensemble of decision trees and employs functional gradient descent. This is the high-level architecture of BOS. BOS is based on the random vector functional link neural network. For the original BOS, it consists of groups of map features Z and enhancement nodes H that are concatenated to form a broad instead of deep network. Incremental BOS algorithms showing this figure allow increments of map features, enhancement nodes, and or new input data. Instead of retraining the model, only the weights are dynamically updated. Shown are mathematical equations for BOS. The state matrix A is the concatenation of map features Z and enhancement nodes H. during training, state matrix A and given labels Y are used to calculate output weights using pseudo-inverse. For regional BLS, hyperbolic tangent is used as the mapping function to create the enhancement nodes. For RBF BLS extension, we use radial basis function. BLS also provides cascade versions. The cascades add depth to the original architecture of BLS and may improve the performance. Cascades can be also applied for only map features or enhancement nodes. I now introduce gradient boosting decision trees. The gradient boosting machines are boosting algorithms that employ functional gradient descent to minimize the loss function. Gradient boosting decision tree algorithm is a GBM variant that employs decision trees as estimators. When training a GBDT model, a new decision tree is added to the boosting model in each iteration in order to minimize the error. The goal of the GBDT model is to minimize the objective function. For extreme gradient boosting algorithm, the second Taylor series approximates the objective function. We need to find the optimal solution of the objective function. When we have the optimal value, it is used to evaluate the quality of the tree structure. We will use the tree structure with the lowest optimal value for each iteration. LightGBM employs the histogram-based algorithm that accelerates the process to locate the best splitting point for each feature. The decision tree in LightGBM model splits each node with the largest information gain, which depends on the variance gain shown in this equation. These are the parameters of the equation. CAD boost is introduced to deal with categorical features. It employs target statistic to convert categorical features to numerical features while keeping the dimension of the dataset unchanged. CAD boost also offers ordered boosting that addresses the prediction shift when building the decision trees during the training process. The CIC datasets were collected using test beds that consist of victim and attacker networks. These datasets include multiple types of recent cyber attacks. There are over 80 features extracted from collected TCP and user datagram protocol network flows in 2017 and 2018. Listed are attacks and number of anomalies in our experimental datasets. Note that CIC 2019 dataset contains the largest number of anomalies. In our experimental procedure for detecting anomalies, we process the CIC datasets and perform two-way classification to identify regular and anomalous data. Note that we use time series split for the tenfold cross-validation and evaluate model performance based on training time, accuracy, F-score, precision, sensitivity, and confusion matrix. Spatial separation for regular and anomalous classes is illustrated in these scattered plots for the 2017, 2018, and 2019 datasets. Blue points represent regular data points, while the orange points represent anomalies. They all show visible separation between regular and anomalous classes. In the case of 2019 dataset, it has better spatial separation of two classes. Hence, it is not surprising that for this dataset, the models achieved better performance. Here are the hyperparameters of BLS and GPT-T models that generate the best results. In our BLS experiments, we turn the parameters such as number of map features, groups of map features, and enhancement nodes. Additional parameters for incremental BLS are also listed. As the number of parameters increases, the BLS model require additional memory. These are the best hyperparameters for GPT-T models. We vary the number of estimators and learning rate. These are the additional parameters for GPT-T models. Note that the maximum number of estimators is 200. These are classification results for BLS and GPT-T models. We can see that results related to 2019 dataset are very high for BLS and incremental BLS models. XGBoost, LightGBM, and CatBoost models also have very high accuracy, F-score, precision, sensitivity using the 2019 dataset. Based on the results, we find that LightGBM models offer the shortest training time, and their time is approximately 20 times shorter than for BLS, XGBoost, and CatBoost models. The GPT-T models outperform original and incremental BLS models using 2017 and 2018 datasets. The best accuracy and F-score for XGBoost and CatBoost models are obtained for 2017 and 2018 datasets. The lowest number of false negatives is generated using XGBoost and CatBoost models for the 2017 and 2018 datasets. In summary, we compare the performance of BLS and GPT-T algorithms using three CIC datasets. Training time for the BLS models was affected by the number of map features, groups of map features, and enhancement nodes, while the training time for GPT-T models depended on number of estimators, learning rate, as well as the maximum depth and number of leaps in a decision tree. The shortest training time was required for LightGBM models. The experiments illustrated advantages of GPT-T algorithms when detecting DOS and DDoS attacks. These are the references for algorithms, data sources, and tools. References for intrusion detection, machine learning, BLS, and GPT-T. Our recent publications are available from this website. Thank you for listening.